Okay, so I guess to start out, first thing, when did you come?
He was 1916, December 16, 1916.
Okay, December 16. And Mr. Notrika, when did you come?
1911.
1911. Oh boy, that's really early.
Before your grandfather was here.
Yeah, you know, because I've done some research, and that, like, from what I talked with anybody so far, I've never talked to anybody that's been this.
When I came here, it was only a few Tokinos.
Yeah.
Maybe a dozen. That's all.
Just a parade.
A dozen Sephardi all together.
Here, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, grew up the same town from Rhodes.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Like your grandfather, you know.
When you came to this country, were there a lot of people on the same boat as you?
On the same boat that you came, were there any Sephardis?
Very few.
Maybe two or three?
Three.
Who were they?
There was one that was in Seattle.
Do you remember what his name was?
His name is Bohor Hassan. Bill Hassan.
Uh-huh.
He's a shoemaker in Seattle. I don't know if he's still living or not.
Uh-huh.
And then the next one to come in here was Morris, el hermano de Bojora, cuñado de Bojora, de Meriste, ¿cómo se llama? Morris
Hassan.
Morris Hassan. I said Morris Hassan, yeah. Two of them that we came together to this country.
And did you both come to Los Angeles?
Well, first I came to New York, and he went to Seattle. Both of them went to Seattle. And then later on they come back here to Los Angeles.
What year you came to Los Angeles?
Huh?
In
Los Angeles in February 1912.
Uh-huh. So first you went to Seattle also?
No, I went to New York, stayed in New York for 3 months.
I had an uncle there.
When I came to Rhodes, I stayed in New York for 3 months. Then my uncle was here. He brought me here. He sent me here.
He had another uncle here.
Already here before?
He's dead already now.
A brother of his father.
My father's brother.
Riachon, no?
Riachon.
Riachon, Notrika.
So, you met your uncle and
here.
Here in Los Angeles, but you were also in New York with
another uncle
in New York that brought me from Rhodes to New York. Another uncle that brought me from New York to Los Angeles.
The one that brought you to New York was a brother of your mother?
Mother's young.
Mother. And the one that brought him here from New York was a brother of his father.
I see. And the brother of your mother was, do you know his name?
Yes. El tutillo de New York, ¿cómo se llamaba?
Bar David. Chaim Bar David.
Chaim Bar David.
He
was very well known there from Rhodes.
Rhodes, all Rhodes.
Yeah, his uncle, his mother's.
Originally, our society was built among the Rhodesians. See,
and
now we have our sons from the sons.
So there's a lot of intermingling.
See, like your grandfather from Rhodes, we have majority, all of us, the old ones that come from Rhodes, that belong to the society.
Most of them are the Rhodes.
Yeah. Your grandfather should know that.
Yeah. Well, I heard. But you know, after a while, there's a lot of intermingling. You know, and for myself, I'm not so sure.
Well, I know even your father was born here.
Yeah.
Sure. I remember when his father was born.
Oh, sure.
Used to live across the street from each other, and when he started walking, he used to come to my house all the time, every day, chocolate bar.
He used to tell me.
He used to take such a good care of him. I used to love him.
He used to say, "Well, I used to go down the street and." I used to smell the good food in the people's houses, so I couldn't resist.
We used to be more united together because we used to live all in one group.
In the same neighborhood, you see, in every block there were four or five Sephardis, you know. So the following block, and not the same thing, you know. We were all in one area.
In the beginning, we used to live on East 5th Street.
On the east side.
6th, 7th, and 8th, on east side. Between Los Angeles,
Town Avenue,
San Pedro.
Oh, this is downtown.
We used to live down there.
Yeah, we used to live downtown.
And then a little later on, as we grew older, we moved close by here on 50th
My
50,
father,
50 and Hoover.
We were the first ones to buy a house around here.
Oh,
my father,
here
in this neighborhood. No, I mean in this neighborhood, here on 41st in Hoover.
Hoover?
My father was the first one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so your father was born on 41st in Hoover.
Do you know when about he moved out there?
When the Muslims were at Hoover, when did we start to live around here? So we came in 1916.
Well, Capelluto used to live.
It was in 1920. Uh-huh. 1920.
But when you said around 5th and 6th Street in Los Angeles, that was...
Los Angeles, town, not town.
We used to live on California Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it used to be around this. Yeah. Los Angeles was small anyway, so it wasn't very far to go. We used to walk from Hollywood.
We used to live on the east side. We were the only ones that live California Street.
It's hard to believe Los Angeles was small, because now you look at it, so... Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Central Intermediate High School, you know, on Hill Street, past Temple Street.
That street is not anymore there. They built a freeway there.
No, that school is still there. Sandra, my niece, teaches there.
Huh?
My niece, Sandra, teaches in that school that I went, Central Intermediate High School.
So, Mrs. Hutchka, how many people came on the boat when you were here, 1916?
1916. How many we came together?
Yeah, do you remember that? Approximately.
Yeah, Batsheva, Capelluto, we were in the same boat.
Oh, yeah?
Batsheva, it's your auntie.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to take care of her daughter, I used to wash her diapers, you know, in the boat. Well, we were around 20.
20 people?
Parties, yeah.
Was it mostly the women or was it both?
Mostly women. Oh. Ruben Quinn came with us, Robin Quinn, you know. Oh. Ruben Quinn, that was his son's a florist in Long Beach. Father came with us, so we came in the same boat.
But mostly women?
Mostly women. Very few men, probably 5-6 men.
See. Okay, what I did was, I looked in the old city directories in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
To see, I looked in the old city directories in Los Angeles to see where the people lived when they first came here.
Most of them didn't have no telephones.
The young boys.
We were the first ones to have telephones. My father.
Oh, yeah?
He used to think we were high class that we had a telephone.
Some of the young boys, that were not just young boys, we used to live in hotels like
on Wall Street.
On another street over here on between the 4th and 5th. Winston Street.
Winston. Yes, where the Turkish restaurant, the Sephardi restaurant was there on Winston Street.
See, you know, because there's this, from what I have here, there's another person on Winston Street, Asher Israel.
Huh?
Asher Israel. In 1911, Asher Israel, he lived with Jacob Caraco on 316 Winston Street. Do you think, Gina?
There were a lot of people then.
Uh-huh.
What's his name again?
Asher Israel.
Asher Israel. I don't know, maybe Asher something different name. Maybe it's another Israel.
No. There were only a few families that used to live around there.
Asher Israel is asking.
Like Mr. Tarika. You know, Dr. Morris Tarika, doctor's father and mother.
Mordechai Tarika, Salomon Israel,
they used to live on Cracker Street. That is when they first came in.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is probably real hard.
Israel, you say, can I say Israel Hanan? That's the one. It's not that name. It's Israel Hanan. He lived on, was on Winston Street, had the Turkish Sephardi restaurant. He was the man that had, the first man that had the Sephardi restaurant was Israel Hanan.
Israel Hanan.
Yeah, he's the first Sephardi that had a Sephardi Spanish restaurant.
Your grandfather should know him.
I'll ask him again.
Yeah, the first restaurant, the Turquino Sephardi, was on Winston Street, but this was the man that owned it first, Israel Hanan.
Okay, very good.
We used to meet there, you know.
The Turquinos used to go there for lunch and charlashon, yes.
Turkish coffee.
Used to make avikas and all this. Yeah. Then after you...
can talk more together at the same time. You're talking.
But it's so down to there who it was,
yeah, no,
that right?
See, wait till she has
well, Hanan.
No, no, it's
no, because two together, you can understand, you won't understand which is which.
No, it comes out right. Is this thing coming all right?
Looks fine.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a difficult question now.
You see, Israel Hanan had a restaurant. We used to, after work, we used to meet there. On Sunday, we used to go there. We didn't go anywhere, play cards there. We used to, like, a club.
The bachelors, you know.
It was exclusively for Turkinos, for the Sleeves. And that's all they used to make a living out of it.
But,
A little restaurant.
How many people, do you know how many people were running this past store?
There were two.
Maybe
Israel Hanan.
Afterwards, there was two.
Yeah, Israel first Hanan was Israel Hanan. His father, the Senor Levy. Mother Levy.
Jack Levy.
Yeah, before...
Joaquin Levy. What was his name?
Joaquin Levy.
No. Of course, his mother is Elijah. Jack. And then you used to be shoe shiner after with your father. You used to shine shoes. Marido da mamma Maria, como se chama?
Salomon Israel.
No, la mamma Maria.
Jacob Levy, that's right. And then he became a partner of that restaurant.
I see.
You know Sylvia Bolafia? Her father.
Oh, yeah?
Became a partner with Israel Hanan.
He used to have a restaurant.
Yeah.
He used to be a restaurant too.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. That's
true. Israel Hanan also.
And he used to feed us when we didn't have no money. This guy used to give us a credit, you know. Or pay by the week.
That's good.
You see, when I was a young boy, I used to go with the Greek boys, you know, the one more Greeks here than the Jews. And I used to eat in their house. I used to pay $3 a week, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
The Greek homes.
$3—that's pretty cheap.
Just the food. You eat like
those days, you know.
When you're a young boy, you're growing. You eat a French loaf of bread. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You don't know. You've been through that.
So how?
For $3, we used to eat the whole week.
The whole week.
So how old were you when you first came to with your uncle to Los Angeles? How old were you?
When I came to Los Angeles, I was 15 years old.
That's pretty young. Ms. Nasha, how old were you when you came here?
I was 13 years old.
13? Did you come with
my father
sister?
And my mother.
Oh.
Well, I mean with my mother, my grandmother, my brother and sister.
Oh.
My father was here first.
Oh. And he called you?
Father came here in 1911. And then when we came, he didn't know we were coming. We surprised him. See, the war was going to start, you know, that first war. And they wouldn't be able to send money or anything like that there. So my father had his money savings here, all the business he made. He sent it to, there was two banks in Rhodes, the Bank of Notrika and the Bank of Al-Hadef. So my father sent the money to the Bank of Al-Hadef, because he used to work for them when he was young. And then he told him that he wasn't going to be able to send any more money because on account of the war, no boats, no transportation, to have that money there to give so much every month. So when my mother saw that money and the war, you know, that we were going to have, so my mother said, let's surprise your father. We'll sell our furniture and that money that he sent us would surprise him, we'll go there to Los Angeles. So we took that big chance, you know. A week before we left, another boat left. Perlas Kappa was there.
On the boat?
Yes. One boat before we left. See, a week before she left. And when she came here, she told everybody, she said, there's another boat coming with the more Turkinas. That's the last boat because of the kind of the war. Who was there? She says, well, Bukhara de Ishaq Bear, you know, my mother. And Rosa de Moros Capluto was there. She says, oh no, she says, it couldn't be. Iltius Hak, that was my father, doesn't know anything about it. He would tell us about it, that the family are coming. He says, no, he just sent money there because on account of the war, and you know, so they won't suffer. Well, I saw her on the boat, she says. I left, and then they were arriving to Naples, you know. So when my father heard that, he says, no, my wife won't do anything like that without my permission. So when we arrived in New York, a cousin of my mother came, you know, we sent him a telegram that we were arriving. So he came on the boat, and he took us to his home, and then he sent a wire to my father saying that we arrived, we needed more money to come to Los Angeles.
So your father's here in Los Angeles?
My father was in Los Angeles. And then is when my father believed it. He sent money, you know, to my mother's cousin in New York, Bahori Bendija. And we came here. When we came here, my father in a hurry, you know, when he got the wire from New York, and he got the house, he furnished the best of everything near the schools, you know, and all this. So that's how it was. We surprised everybody. And
back.
I was at the last boat, and then the war, you know.
So was it for that
and
reason?
On the way back, the boat got sunk. Coming to New York, when we were near Spain, Madrid, they torpedoed us. One piece of the boat, you know, the end broke. Then we had to go, you know, go to Spain, you know, where we went last year. And they fixed the boat, and then we came. At night, no lights, no nothing on the boat, you know. Dangerous. Took a chance on the way back. It's sunk.
We were lucky. Yeah, I bet it was a pretty poor boat. It was a big boat.
Well,
what kind of boat?
Yeah, Regina d'Italia was the name. It was a big boat, lovely boat. It came first class, everything the best. Dancing in the evenings, you know, it was nice. There were a lot of Turquinas there.
On the boat?
On the boat. Young girls to come here to get married there. Our fiancés were here, you know. There were about men, there were only about two
His
men.
His aunt was in the same boat, huh? His aunt was in the same boat?
Sure, we came together. She came with the little with his her little daughter, and I used to take care of the little girl all the time.
So, did you come being planned to marry to Mr. Metrica?
No, I was a little girl, 13 years old. 13 I came to go to school.
Yeah, that's right,
13. You see, I went to school here.
Okay. Okay. And your father's name was what?
It's Isaac Barrow.
Oh, Isaac Barrow?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know my brother, Jack Barrow? See? Jack and Catherine Capaludo, my sister.
So, do you remember Isaac when you came here, right? Do you remember knowing Isaac Barrow?
Isaac Barrow?
My father and me?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was here. He was the same time I was. He, first, his father was over in Seattle first, then he came to Los Angeles.
I see.
But I was here. He's the one that lent me some money to start a business with when I was only 16 years old. I went in business
never
with myself
knew that
when I was 16 years
never
old.
Never knew that he was going to be his son-in-law.
That's right.
But we used to help one another, you know.
Yeah. What kind of business did you start going
out? Originally, when the old country, I was a young boy, I was learned the trade to shoemaker.
Shoemaker back home.
And when I come here, I couldn't speak no English, no nothing. I had a shoe shop here for the last... I won a store for 45 years.
Uh-huh.
I had one shoe shop.
Hollywood?
For 45 years in one store.
Wow. And you started out when you were 16 years old with the same?
No, when I was 16 years old, I started shining shoes.
He didn't know the language. You couldn't get a job.
And then if I was getting a little older, I used to put little heels by hand. People used to show me, shine. People come in used to see me work with your hand, you know, with my hand, no machinery.
No tools, just a hammer and nails.
Then I opened up a store, I put the best machinery, and I got a shoemaker that knows all the machinery. Within 6 weeks, I know more than he did.
Wow, very good.
Well, I was only a young boy.
It's because you had practice back in Odessa, right?
Huh?
It's because you had the experience.
We start by hand first, shoemaker. Uh-huh. In the old country, we just do by hand everything, no machinery. See, I started working when I was 12 years old. I worked 2 years as shoemaker. 14, then I came to America. when I came, I was already 15 years old.
Okay, so like you came to America because your uncle called you? Your uncle told you to come to America?
Well, that's why they sent me here. See, we used to do, in the old country, we had big families. We weren't very wealthy, you know. We were struggling to live.
It's a struggle.
And we used to come to America to make money to send back to the old country, like she used to have. Her father used to send money
to
the old country.
My father used to send us every month.
Because there was no money in the old country. It was a poor country.
So like the main reason why you came to this
country? I used to send money to the old country
to support
my family.
To make more money.
My grandfather told me that another reason why he came was because of the Turkish army was going to draft him. And he said
he wasn't Megri, that's right.
Yeah. Did you have to worry about that at all, Ms. Francesca?
No,
he didn't
have
to
worry about the draft?
No.
You didn't have to worry about that?
No, not that.
About the draft?
Que tiene a tomar la armada en Rhodes, no.
In the First World War, I was here.
You was here?
I was drafted, but they wouldn't take me because I was a Turkish citizen.
You mean here in America?
Here, but over there, no, you was
young. I was alien enemy. I was an enemy, because they wouldn't take me. So the Second World War, I was too old.
That's
very good. But I didn't claim... because I was alien enemy, but they gave me 4F, means alien enemy. Mm-hmm. But they could put me to work for help the United States, but I didn't have the chance. I couldn't speak any things either.
Well, you're probably fortunate that way.
Huh?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. That's good. That's right. Let's see. Okay, now. If you can remember this, probably very hard, but if you can remember the people that were here in Los Angeles before you were here, like when you came in January 1912,
yeah.
Like, can you remember who was here? Like we have Israel.
Israel Hanan.
Israel Hanan and Yaakov Levy.
Mr. Tarika.
Oh,
Marco Tarika.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you had
Solomon Israel.
Marco Levy no estava aquele tempo.
Yes. Okay. Big Pernos with the con Tarika.
And your two uncles.
Yudá Mayo.
Huh?
Yudá Mayo.
I don't think so.
Yes, he was with Mr. Tarika Shoe Shine at the Broadway department store.
No, there was no Broadway department store when I came.
On 4th Street.
No,
from the video?
Yeah.
Aí tinha Shine.
My uncle Louis Notrica was here.
They come Liachon?
Yeah, Liachon Notrica.
Como se chama? Slam Medica. Slam Israel. Leon Israel.
Islam Israel?
Islam Israel Bendicha. They know him by Bendicha.
Islam Israel, but his nickname is
Bendicha.
And your other
girl? Yudá Mayo.
No, this is the end of some Sazino Antes que Vinera Yogi.
Yeah, before he came.
So, aqui este Strugo, Joe Strugo.
Oh, Joe Strugo, oh, yeah. You say
Joe Strugo, he passed away already.
Era banker.
Yeah. Havia outro.
And your other uncle, right?
This is a.
Liachon Notrica, was he was saying.
But his other uncle, one was in New York and the other
yeah,
one was
here. The one here was Liachon Notrica.
And the one that came with you from New York?
From here from New York?
With you?
I came by myself here from New York.
Oh, your uncle met you in New York and he stayed there.
I stayed there for 3 months. Then my uncle here sent me money to come over.
Oh, I see. And your other uncle in New York, he stayed there?
Stayed there.
The other one went to Seattle, and the other ones were coming with me to America.
Yeah.
They went to Seattle.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But one of them is here. Is Morris Hassan. Morris Hassan. His cunhado de Louis Benveniste.
Yeah. He's not your. He estava aqui em primeiro e em meio?
Não está aqui ainda.
Cunhado de Louis Benveniste? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Morris Hassan. Que está casado com Karina.
That's right. And there was another one here before.
It's a party that was here when he came.
You mean not from Rhodes or?
From Rollies.
Morris has
one. Morris has one. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's two Morris has one. One is your uncle, but this one's not your uncle. Mm-hmm.
Floris Tuquera and North Hollywood, who's a Maurice?
Andy, North Hollywood.
Yeah. Maurice, la isla, una de la isla de este que canta en la que era muestra, ¿cómo se llamaba este? Una que hizo el show de la que era.
Yeah.
La madre estaba casada con un Capluto.
Oh, Regina Schwartz, ¿sí? No.
La casa del show, ¿cómo se
llama? Oh, Lua, Luna Francia. Jack Russo.
Luna Jack Russo. El segundo,
era Luna Pijas.
El segundo marido, ¿cómo se llamaba?
Jack Russo.
Jack Russo, eso.
Yeah.
Él estaba aquí antes. Aquí.
Sí.
¿Es Jack Russo?
Jack Russo.
He's there, but...
You know, I have a great uncle.
Huh?
His name is Rahman Benin.
Benjamin Benú.
No, ya, es que decir, ya, el hermano de Aaron Benú, el grande.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he yeah, was here many, many years ago, many years, before you.
He used to be a truck driver. Yeah, I remember.
Was he here before you?
Yes, yeah, before him.
He was here before me.
Before.
He must be here around 1910.
Okay.
I was here in Los Angeles when Ted Roosevelt was the president, and the two states became the United States. Arizona and New Mexico. Because I remember seeing Ted Roosevelt come in for Quebec, the big PRA in Los Angeles.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah, 1912. The population of Los Angeles was only 200,000.
You used to have such a beautiful parades all the time.
Huh?
Yeah, a lot of parades.
You know, now these people here are from Rhodes, right?
Right. They are from Rhodes.
Yeah, all of them from Rhodes. We used to get together, one of them. And I used to fool around with different. There were others from the different countries in the Sephardim.
But all those are from Rhodes, are. That's why he wants to know from our community, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. When do you think the first person from Rhodes came to Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
The first person to come from Rhodes to Los Angeles. You know what year it might be? Do you think it was 1910 or 19?
I really can't tell you that.
My mm-hmm. father came 1911, they were here, but
oh, your father was in Seattle first. He came here afterward. I was already here.
Yeah, but
I
Los Angeles, you want to know.
I was only a young boy, so you know what I mean.
Yeah. But with all these people, they were here in 19, all these people were here in 1912.
Sí, yo estaba aquí, no estaba aquí antes, vinieron después. A lot of became, every time they come in here, well, after that, every year they used to come in from Seattle, from Portland, old timers, but they used to come in here in 1915, 17, 18, like my brother came from South America in 1917, he came here to Arizona.
From South America?
Jack Dutrica, he was in the Buenos Aires.
He died, he passed away. He was the originator
of
the
Jack
society.
Dutrica.
He was the originator, my brother was the originator of our society, we used to call it Peace and Progress.
Our society was Peace and Progress Society.
We call it Paz and Progreso, you know. And I was the only one that put the name Sephardi Hebrew Center.
Oh, yeah? You like that name, huh? Okay, I have a book that Leon Legere, he wrote, and he said there were some people that were here in 1910.
Has a name?
Yeah, there's just a few names.
I see if I know any of the names.
Okay, now. Okay, now, the names he has here is, says 1910, number augmented by the coming from the island of Rhodes. Marco Tirica, you said.
Yes.
And Morris Soriano.
Sorry.
Yeah, Morris Soriano.
Yeah, he was here too.
Okay. And Joseph M. Mayo.
Huh?
Joseph M. Mayo.
Joseph Mayo. You said
Joseph Mayo, but it's coming Joe afterwards. Mayo. I was. Yeah.
After you.
He was after you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are two Joseph Mayos, right? There are two Joe Mayos?
No.
No, there's one? Okay.
It was, yeah, he's.
They were not the first ones.
It was Yuda Mayo.
And then it says Jack Notrica.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack Nottingham wasn't first. Albert came before him.
He's the one. Jack is your brother?
Yeah. Huh? He's
Jack
the one that sent money for his brother to come here. He was first.
Yeah, okay.
He came from South America. He was in Buenos Aires, and then he came here. His brother, Jack Nottingham.
And he came in 19...
My brother?
Yeah.
1917.
Okay.
See, I was here 5 years already.
He
sent money for him. I sent money to my home.
So, you know, when he had Jack Nottingham,
he came from Buenos Aires here.
Maybe he met Louis.
Louis Nottingham, Liacho Nottingham.
Louis Nottingham was here.
Before you?
He sent me here from here.
Well, when do you think your uncle came here?
When did
your uncle
1908.
He came in 1908?
1908.
To Seattle or Los Angeles?
First to Seattle, then came to Los Angeles.
Do you know when he went from Seattle to Los Angeles?
Yeah. When you came here, he was here. He was already.
He was here already.
The family.
But he came here in 1908.
Los Angeles?
No, to Seattle.
Seattle, 1908.
And it was so cold or something, they didn't like it, they come here.
Is that the reason why?
Yeah.
Was there any other reasons? Maybe because they spoke Spanish in Southern California?
Well, they couldn't speak English, that's for sure. Because when I came here, I couldn't speak a word of English, and I see him talk. I thought he was speaks perfect English.
But it wasn't.
6 months later, I learned more about it than I ever learned.
I only knew a few words, you know.
See, when you're young, you learn pretty quick, especially when you got people interested in teaching you.
Yeah, yeah, when you're younger,
too. You see, when I came here, I could speak a few words, but I was in Yiddish. When I was in New York for 3 months, I used to live in a Jewish section, you know, and they talk Yiddish. And I was learning how to speak Yiddish, not how to speak English.
Reventon Street.
You live on the Remington Street.
Yeah. So you see, when I came here, I thought they would speak English. They said, perfect. After 6 months, I learned how to speak English better than they did.
That they were talking wrong all the time, you know.
In fact, I'm going to tell you the truth. They used to be so that they couldn't learn English very well. They used to go to the restaurant. They used to eat certain things every day. The same thing.